Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin', brain cell pie. Let's get down, let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew, I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. And for today's edible episode, we will be discussing Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, and Popeye the Sailor Man to discuss brain food. And it's gonna be awesome, baby! So pass the beer nuts, Hillary, Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. Now, Nikola Tesla knew that there was an endless supply of edible electric energy for the brain to consume. And Nikola Tesla knew precisely how to electrically activate dormant brain cells. So, whenever Tesla ate food, he was actually adding additional battery strength to his brain and upgrading his mental capabilities by as much as 2 to 3 times every decade or so. Now, Nikola Tesla always consumed just picked vegetables and just picked edible flowers. He called it eating electrified plants. And Nikola Tesla wanted the maximum amount of electrical energy that he could get in every single bite, which is precisely why Nikola Tesla moved to Colorado Springs, because electric conductivity increases with altitude. And in Colorado, every single bite of food that Tesla consumed was loaded with extra electrical benefits, the kind that take your IQ from a rumored 160 to a rumored 310. Ooh, ooh. The foods we consume have a profound effect on the already allocated amount of electrical energy required to run the brain. And every single human would benefit big time from adding extra electrical energy into their diet and to their brain. To eat electrical energy and be or not to be. Ooh, ooh. To add edible electrical energy into your diet and eat what I call edible electricity, the rules are super simple and super easy to follow. Rule 1, any edible plant life that is picked must be consumed within 3 days. Rule 2, never, ever, ever, ever prematurely pick any edible plant life, because the more time that the fruit stays on the vine, and the more of the sun's rays that that fruit absorbs, the more electrical power that that fruit now wields. Last but not least, rule 3, never refrigerate anything. Those are the rules. Ooh, ooh. Imagine, if you will, Popeye the Sailor Man in real life. First of all, He's an organic spinach farmer and not a sailor man. Now, in reality, canned spinach could never, ever have given Popeye the Sailor Man super strength, perhaps super botulism. But Popeye was a cartoon, so I'll let that slide. But now let's say, in real life, Popeye the Sailor Man needs super strength and super fast. So this time, instead of grabbing a can of botulism, Popeye pulls a few handfuls of perfectly mature, super sun-charged, purple passion spinach fresh from his garden. And you know what happens? Popeye eats the purple passion spinach. And then, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I may sound real whiny, but I just kick Bluto's hiney. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Doot, doot. Edible electricity electrically activates your brain cells that have languished in a long lifetime of dormancy. So this is your edibly electric wake-up call, brain cells. Go to work. Ooh, ooh. We have 86 billion brain cells to awaken. So that means there are 86 billion potential batteries in our brain to turn on. So, Scotty, we need more power. Ooh, ooh. Now, Tekashi, Gilbert, Wormser, Poindexter, heck, all the tri-lambs. When we electrically activate brain cells, the ones that we didn't know existed, when we awaken those brain cells, well, fellas, we're talking about a serious mental upgrade. When we add more electrical energy in the form of edible electricity to the brain's already allocated amount of electrical energy, and we do so without subtracting the electrical energy from a nearby organ, well then, we can achieve things we only dreamed about when we were kids. Because what I'm talking about is adding serious additional brain power. And just from consuming the right food, just from consuming edible electricity. And my friends, it's the kind of additional brain power that makes Albert Einstein look like he had the intellect of a toddler. And all we have to do to seriously upgrade our brains is take a bite from the right apple. Wait, that sounds biblical. Well, it's not. Adam, ever read Freud? Sometimes an apple is just an apple. And now, it's time for a super speedy science lesson, and it's brought to you by The Flash. Thanks, Bruce. The brain is a network of 86 billion brain cells called neurons, and each neuron is a micro 0.07-watt battery capable of becoming activated through an electrical charge, which is achieved when we eat edible electricity. Ooh, ooh. Meanwhile, deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time. The meeting will come to order. The Edible Legion of Doom is now in session. And these edible Legion of Doom foods are so destructive that by the time we reach the age of 20, we already are starting to lose brain cells, and every day, and at an alarming rate, as we lose up to 150,000 brain cells a day. So, tell us, Don, who's our next contestant? It's Marge Simpson. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Edible Brain Damage. Ooh, ooh. By the time we reach the age of 70 years old, We are simply slower.
What?
Exactly. Because by the time we reach the age of 70, we will have all lost well over 15% of our brain cells. But I thought it was just a brain fart. That was no fart, Bart. And please don't use the term brain fart again. Brain fart is not a medical term. It's simply what happens to someone when they start losing their brain cells. So what will you be having this evening, sir? Well, I'll start with the lobotomy soup, and for my main, I'll go with the memory loss steak. I just forget what temperature. Fabulous choice, sir. Did I order the soup? Sir, you just sat down. Now, here's the beautiful part. If we can awaken the brain cells that have been lying in dormancy before we lose them, well, it's the edible equivalent of adding loads and loads of RAM to your computer. And who doesn't want an edible mental upgrade resulting in better mental health, better physical fitness, better physical health, enhanced learning, magnified memory abilities, superior problem-solving skills, smoother skin, leaner body, stronger muscles, enhanced endurance, magnified eyesight, and dare I say it, dare, more profound sexual pleasure? Yeah, baby. So, rock me, Amadeus. And we're back. 5 seconds on the clock. All right, Bart Simpson for 100 points. Would you feed a supercomputer a ham and cheese sandwich? 5, 4, don't have a cow, man. Punny. 3 seconds on the clock. Would you feed a supercomputer a ham and cheese sandwich? 3, 2, no, of course not, man. Correct. Now, Bart, since you're doing so well, for an additional 150 points, could you feed a supercomputer a ham and cheese sandwich? 5, 4, of course not. Are you certain, Bart? Sure am, Sideshow. Why? Because computers don't eat ham and cheese. A ham and cheese would render a computer useless. Very good, Bart. So riddle me this, Bartman. Why are you eating a ham and cheese sandwich? I'm eating a ham and cheese sandwich because I'm a human being. Yes, that's true, Bart, but you just fed a supercomputer, your brain, a ham and cheese sandwich. And Bart, that is definitely not brain food. Not unless you mean diminished brain food. You just ate a ham and cheese, Bartman. Your brain is about to have what you call a cow. But really, it's just your brain malfunctioning and losing 50,000 precious brain cells. So, malfunction junction. Bart's brain don't function. Eat and process snacks, assorted deli meats and cheeses. Malfunction junction. Now Bart's brain don't function. So, that's it. That's a wrap on food for Nikola Tesla, but stay tuned for the next edible episode because it's gonna be awesome, baby! My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, go Penguins, and an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer in the world, Goyo over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And folks, Goyo's the real deal. He's the first farmer on this planet to cultivate edible electricity. He's got edible solar batteries. He has edible lightning. He has edible thunder. Go see Goyo at any farmer market he's at in California, or get on the website, call Goyo, and see if you can get a box, 2-3 boxes of edible electricity a week. And trust me, your life will be different in a good, good way. And I've been getting all of your emails and your comments, and thank you. And don't stop writing me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work at a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.